Today, as we celebrated Aiden's baptism, we did one of the most profound things that we do in the church. However, sometimes I think we don't understand it. It gets lost in all of the words. It gets lost in the beauty of the moment because we all love to see these innocent babies up front, don't we? And we love it when the pastor carries the baby around and introduces the baby to the congregation, making them a part of our family. It's a wonderful day. And I have tried now for 20 years to somehow make baptism concrete and understandable to congregations and take it beyond that sense of, oh, isn't that an adorable baby? Because too often that is all the farther we can see because, oh gosh, I love babies as much as the next person. And my granddaughter will always be my little baby to me, even though she's taller than I am. And so will my sons. Because those babies are precious to us. But what we are doing when we have the celebration of baptism, one of only two sacraments that we have in the Presbyterian Church, is we are making public something that God has already done. God has chosen each of us. It says in Psalm 139, which is one of my favorites, "For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb." How long has God known us? God has known us in the very teeniest, tiniest form of an atom, probably before we were even conceived. And God chose us way back then to be God's children. Each one of us, God looked at in the womb and said, "I want you to be my son. I want you to be my daughter." And at that point, that child has done nothing to gain God's attention, to win God's love, to gain God's notice. That child is loved by God simply because it is. And when we bring a child forward for baptism, we're not really doing anything except making it very clear and public in front of everybody here that this child, Aiden or whoever it is God's child and loved and cherished. And those of you who are parents, think of your parental love and how much you love your children and how there is nothing in the world they could do that would separate you from their love. You would always love them, no matter what. And if we as human beings can love that well, my goodness, what is God capable of? So we come and we proclaim in baptism that God loves us all. And children sing with assurance, "Jesus loves me." And then life happens. What happens? So many things happen. Some of us get raised in families who have been brought up with the notion that it's not good to show emotions. And so they are restrained and never really show that they love their children. Or there are children, some of us who have grown up in abusive households. Even if we grew up in a loving home, we go out into that big, cruel world. Some of you are teachers. You've seen it the same as I have when I was teaching. Children can be cruel. We hear a lot now about bullies. When I was teaching, they didn't talk about bullies. But I saw high school students giving students who are questioning their sexuality a really hard time. They didn't just tease them, they ostracized them. They pushed them out of their lives. There were kids of a different color or a different race that where I was teaching in Central Illinois was unheard of. And because they were different, the students didn't trust them. So many things happen. Abusive marriages, emotional abuse, put-downs. It happens even in the workplace, where an insecure boss or workplace coworker makes themselves feel better by putting their coworkers down or their employees down. And those messages seep into our very being. And whether somebody tells us we are stupid or unworthy, we tell ourselves that eventually. We put ourselves down whether anybody else does or not. Because those messages become internalized, and they are even worse than physical bruises because we can't see them, so we say they're not there. But they are. And because we've been hurt, we build up layers upon layers to defend ourselves against the cruelty of the world. And then God's love cannot permeate through all of those layers. It happens in so many different ways. I had a teacher who used to look at me and say, "Your brother was so great. What happened to you?" Or the person who said, "You are so clumsy. Why do you have to be on our team?" But God loves us. Remember singing that song, "Jesus Loves Me," and being so sure of it? And so God never does give up on us. Isaiah says, "God delights in us." I love that phrase. God delights in us. Yeah. Delights in you. We all take delight as we see a child take its first steps and go teetering across the room. We smile and are so happy when they say their first words. When they're teenagers, we wish they didn't know how to talk anymore. And God delights in the parents who are groaning, "Oh gosh, what are we going to do with this child?" God delights in the child who is frustrating us. God delights in us all the time. Even when we have what we think is a very minimal success, God's going, "Yeah, go get him." Because God loves us. We don't have to do anything to earn it. God just does. God loves us. And God is continually trying to get through those layers of defense we build up to try to help us remember that. I know the roof here leaks, right? You've had all kinds of problems. Not anymore, it's fixed. They're telling me that at my apartment, too. As I was sitting there last night watching the water drip into the dishpan beside my chair, the night before, as I was sitting there with it dripping on my head, I got to thinking about how God's love finds the teeniest, tiniest crack and leaks in and tries to get into the core of our being and remind us that we are loved, so loved. And so many of us spend so much of our lives hating ourselves and forgetting how much we are loved and treasured by God. Psalm 46 says, "Be still and know that I am God." It can also be translated to say, "Let go, let loose, and let me be God. Let me do the work. Let me do the loving. Let my spirit be with you when you are having a rough time, and let my spirit hold you up and carry you. Let loose of all of those hurts. And remember, no matter how much other people may have hurt you, that I, God, treasure you. You are my son. You are my daughter. I invite you to be still. Relax into those hard old pews. Take some deep breaths and close your eyes. I know it's weird, but let's just be still. Feel the Spirit of God descend upon our hearts. Breathe deeply and let God come down upon your heart. And as you breathe out, let your shoulders go. Let them droop. Let your body sag into the pew. Relax. Let God hold you. Feel God's warmth surround you like a spring sun, just right, giving you warmth all over. Be still. Be still. Hear God say, "You are my beloved. You are my beloved." And say to yourself, "I am God's beloved daughter. I am God's beloved son." I am God's beloved. Let go and know God loves you. Oh God, wrap us in your love. May we go into the world knowing we are treasured, that we are your delight, that you have chosen us. no matter what we may have done or not done. You love us. Thank you, God.